Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. We know you'll be encouraged and inspired by this message. For more content like this, you can subscribe here or head over to faithchurch.com. Let's jump in now for an on-time word from Pastor David.
Today I want to talk to you about your finances because so many people are broke, beat down, always going from paycheck to paycheck, living with a spirit of lack upon their life. And I know what it's like because I grew up that way. But then my dad figured out biblical principles that changed our life forever. And I just want to share it with you. I want to ask you to take off your lenses and all that negative baggage that somebody told you God doesn't want you blessed. God wants you blessed. He paid the price for you to be blessed. So if he paid the price of becoming poor that you might be enriched, how many of y'all think you ought to get what belongs to you? So in 3 John, we'll go there first. It says, "Beloved, I pray that in every way," not in some ways, but in every way. Shout it with me. What? "In every way, you may succeed and prosper and be in good health." No COVID, no cancer, no sugar diabetes, divine health that comes from God. He said, that's what I pray. I pray that in every way you succeed and prosper. Now, there's a Denny's about a mile away from here. Let's just thank God for Denny's. God, we thank you, Lord, for the Grand Slam. And a few years back, me and Nicole and some friends went in there, and there was only a couple waitresses, and everybody was griping, and the place was really, you know, just upset at these waitresses. And so as soon as I caught eye contact with the lady, I motioned her, and I gave her $50, and then I said, "Hey, this isn't your tip. This is an advance on your tip." When I did that, she immediately kind of started tearing up and said, "Man, it's just almost Christmas and everybody's so mad and the tips are so terrible." And so my buddy was with me and he said, "Well, I'll give you $50. And then Nicole used to be a waitress, so she's a big tipper. So she gave her $100 and she just sat down. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. She sat down and we began to share Jesus with her. And for less than a few $100, we told her everything about Jesus and she received Jesus. That's why you want to be blessed. Everybody else in the restaurant, they were griping and complaining and yelling at the woman. But how many of y'all know that woman's like, what a friend we have in Jesus. So God wants you blessed. I did not say that to impress you. I said that to impress upon you that money will help you bless other people. Today in Haiti, if you've never been there, you should go sometime. It's the most extreme poverty that you've ever seen. The government is very rich, and the people of the government are very rich, but the people are in abject poverty, talking about eating dirt. But because of the anointing of God that's on our life, there's ambulances running around there, clinics there, people living, hundreds of people living in brick homes. Give God praise today because we're blessed to be a blessing. Everybody shout, "I'm blessed to be a blessing." Now, Luke 4:18, this is Jesus speaking, and Jesus said, "The Spirit," whenever you see a capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. He said, "The Holy Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor." Well, what's good news to the poor? Certainly not that you got to continue being poor. The good news to the poor is that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He's given us the recovery of sight to the blind. And so now we can be free financially, and we can be free mentally, and we can be free sexually. We can be free emotionally. Jesus didn't just die that you didn't have to go to hell. He died so you can live in heaven on earth. Shout amen to that right now. But if you don't know who you are, you go around oppressed. You go around depressed. I was in California in Los Angeles 2 weeks ago, and there's a chicken place there kind of in the hood that Nicole Ashton likes to eat at, and had a little daddy-daughter trip with my daughter who was up here leading worship a while ago. She's turning 17, so we went on this trip, and all of a sudden she went in to get the chicken because I'm still believing God, recovering from that broken ankle that I did on the stage. And all of a sudden this big tow truck, flatbed tow truck, pulls up with the prettiest Lamborghini you've ever seen. Obviously a custom paint job. It's absolutely crazy. And all of a sudden now the bed goes down and the car comes off there. And then over at the chicken place, there's a guy, and he wants everybody to, and I don't blame him. I would want him to know too. That's my car. It had Atlanta tags on it. And he obviously brought it in. And so he kind of started walking over there, and he had a big gold marijuana leaf about this big, and his gold grill, had his, you know, his cool pants on. He looked sharp, had on a couple $1,000 tennis shoes, and he went over and chirp, chirp, and the door came open, and he put his junk in there and just let everybody know, that's my car, right? And I watched him, and then he went back over, sat with his friends, and then about 5 minutes later, when he's done with his chicken, he starts walking out to the car, and I kind of got out to look at it because it was the coolest car I'd seen, and I was happy for him. I like to see people blessed, like to see them have a good time. And so I said, man, that's a cool car. And he went, I said, okay. And then I took a picture of the car, and then his girlfriend, obviously you got a hot car. How many of y'all know you got to have a hot girlfriend? So she had a hot girlfriend, little skirt on, unbelievable looking, and just looked so good. And they got in the car, and when he was driving away, I thought, man, I hope he gets to keep that car. Because I know he ain't going to keep that girl if he ain't got that car. Come on, somebody help me right now. He's just, he need all that, right? And I saw it, and then I watched what I really looked at as I looked up at everybody else at the chicken place. And everybody at the chicken place is going, I want to be that guy. All the 14-year-old boys, I want tennis shoes like that. I want a car like that. I want a girl like that. I want that. And he was representing the world system and the system that is set up to design people to think that that's the way to go. And so the church is so stupid. They say, you know what? We're just going to stay broke and we shouldn't have any money. And so all the kids of the world are going, I don't want anything to do with God because, you know, God wants to keep you broke and God wants to keep you poor. And but God don't want, no, God doesn't want that. He said that he has established his covenant in the earth realm so that you could be blessed. Blessed of God, because I want all the kids in the neighborhood going, I want to go to church. I want to serve Jesus. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. And I want to keep what God blessed me with. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of being blessed. Everybody shout amen to that. Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, Deuteronomy 8:18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant. So God's going to give you the power. He didn't say he's going to give you money. He said, I'm going to give you the power to get wealth. That's when all of a sudden God speaks to you to do a dog comb. And a guy at our church invented a dog comb. And every 7 days they put $1 million in his mailbox. Another guy at our church decided to get in the hand sanitizing business in a big way globally. He's watching today at the Wellness Spring campus. And his tithe check every week is more than his yearly paycheck because God gave him the power to get wealth. I'm here to tell you that there is an anointing that can come on your life to establish you if you have the right relationship with money. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. But you got to remember, it's the Lord that gives you the power to get wealth. Why? Because he can establish his covenant. There is a covenant. I want you to say that word covenant with me. Covenant. One more time. What? Covenant. Nicole asked me to marry her 23 years ago. This is my story. Then she went to the courthouse. She said, we can't just live together. You're going to marry me. And she got a paper that said that we were entering into holy matrimony, and it says we are entering into a covenant. And then she had witnesses that would sign after the preacher said whatever he said, and I said, I do. And then I started doing the laundry and doing the dishes and doing what I was told. She had witnesses. And she also has a videotape to prove any given time that I say, I don't think I'm married. I'm not married to you. She says, no, we have an established covenant that proves that we are in a relationship. When Jesus came from heaven as God, put on an earth suit and became a little baby and lived a sinless, spotless life, this was to establish the covenant here on earth that you could have divine health care, that you could be free in your mind, that you could be free in your money, that you could be free in your marriage. For he who the Son has set free is free indeed. I just came to tell you as an attorney today, somebody ought to shout hallelujah, that if God paid for it and God brought it, then you ought to get it so that you can help other people receive freedom. Hundreds of people here in St. Louis last night are homeless, and they had blankets because we bought tractor trailer loads of blankets and gave them to them. They had coats because we bought them coats. They have food because we bought them food. So God wants to bless you with wealth so he can establish his covenant in the earth realm. God also is not against you having money. He's against money having you. It's just true. Now, here's one of the things that you got to remember, though. In this covenant, in this structure of salvation, that word salvation means sozo. It literally means divine health, divine deliverance, divine protection, divine covenant of wealth. It's a grace and a favor that's on your life. Well, my dad was a cop here in St. Louis, and he didn't have any money. He was poor, paycheck to paycheck. And he started figuring out that God wanted him blessed. And he started sowing, tithing also. Tithe means tenth, 10%. And he just said, I'm honoring God on my little paycheck. And my mom worked at Sears and Roebuck as a credit advisor. And she paid her tithes. And they started increasing in covenant wealth. Now, when my dad died, he had a lot of fruit. A bunch of Corvettes, a lot of different things that God had blessed him with over his lifetime. And my brothers, same mama, same daddy, same church, they all went for his fruit. I want his pistols. I want his Rolexes. I want his jewelry. I want his car. And I said, I want his root. Because if you can get the root, I know how my dad got the fruit. See what I'm saying? And my dad taught us biblical principles along with debt, doing everything but thinking, how to actually beat bankers at their own game. And I was the one in the family who decided that I was going to go for the root, not the fruit. As a result, those guys ended up losing all my dad's fruit. Pawn shops, bad decisions, multiple divorces, and so on. And I kept my dad's root. And I'm just telling you, it was the smartest thing to do. Yeah. The root is what you want, because if you can get the root right, you can get the fruit right. Would you rather have an apple or an apple tree? Would you rather have an orange or an orange tree? You want to get a hold of this revelation of righteousness that God wants you blessed. Now, here's the problem that I have talking about money. I was blessed a long time ago because I believe in these principles, and I believe that God wanted me blessed, and I also believe that your life goes in the trajectory of your mouth and your mind. So I get up in the morning and say, I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm anointed, something good's happened to me. I will always act and look 20 years younger than I am. I'm always at the right place at the right time. People look at me and like me. I make more money on accident than most people do on purpose. You can't keep me down. You can't lose with the stuff I use. And God, and I just say that kind of stuff all the time. And a lot of you go, I owe. So off to work I go. No, you don't want that. You want to change that and say, I am a covenant person established under promises. And so Jesus became poor that I might be rich. And I'm going to get that so I can help people. As a result, I took my own money and helped build the eighth most influential church in America and the biggest church in St. Louis. How did we do that? We did that through God. Not because I sucked up, not because I had the education, not because I was born under a lucky star. I did it because I preached the uncompromised, unadulterated word of God, non-genetically modified, and let you know that Jesus loves you. He's not judging you saying, the reason why you're not going to be blessed is because of what you did. No, we're going to be blessed because of what Jesus did. That ought to make you happy right there. I said, that ought to make you happy right there. So, that's why I can go through this system and also not be punked. Mr. Page here in St. Louis has tried to make it illegal, a lot of things illegal. And so I don't sit there and go, oh my God, what about Mr. Page? I don't care about Mr. Page. Mr. Page isn't going to affect my life at all. Because when you're blessed, if you don't like it, you just go to your other house. See what I'm saying? You just go, I'm going to live over here. So I got a home on the beach in Florida, and I just go there. Mr. Page ain't there. He doesn't even have my address, and he ain't even got my phone number. Somebody gave me his number today and said, why don't you call him and straighten him out? And I'm like, I ain't got to straighten Mr. Page out. Mr. Page has nothing to do with me. Mr. Page and whoever else, Mr. Not Page, will be voted in and voted out every 4 years. I come from a kingdom where my Father is the king, and he meets all of my needs according to his righteousness. Glory in Christ Jesus, right? And as long as Mr. Page doesn't try to shut the church down, then Mr. Page doesn't have to be sued. But if Mr. Page needs to be sued, well, we got a couple $1 million in the bank. I don't mind suing him. Bet he doesn't. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. I don't think I ought to go. You brought yourself in here. Yeah, I'm established as a covenant blessing man. So you can't lose when you say, I'm not worried about it. Because I need you to get a hold of this that you're not normal. I'm going to say it again. You're not normal. You were never normal. You weren't invited at the cool table because you weren't normal. You didn't. Certain people treated you bad because you weren't. Why was that? Because God had an anointing on your life, and you always kind of shined. And people that were used by the enemy were always trying to suppress you and keep you down. But you cannot block the blessing of God that is on a person's life, because Joseph just keeps coming back up from the pit to the palace. Somebody say amen to that. Now let's talk about the curse. There's a guy in the Bible by the name of Adam and his hot wife Eve. God put them in the middle of the garden, and they had no kids. It was beautiful, and they had no bills, and they had no taxes, and they had nothing but a mixtape. Somebody ought to help me right now. Just playing continually. Let's get it on. It's going on. And then God said, all this, living in paradise, the Garden of Eden, just don't touch that tree. That tree is my tree. It is holy. It is marked. I'm not trying to keep anything back from you. I'm just saying don't touch that. And then the devil came in. Eve got bored and started talking to another man she went to high school with on Facebook. Gonna jack up their whole life. Somebody help me right now. Don't be talking and DMing. Stop it. Adam comes back. What did you do? And now they covered themselves with aprons. And God comes in the cool of the evening and says, Adam, where are you? Not because God didn't know. He wanted Adam to know. Where are you? You're in a state that you're not supposed to be in. You're under the curse. And that's where we know theologically we got the Adamic curse. He said, now, because of that, you will be cursed in childbirth. You were going to have babies, and you weren't going to have any pain. I see that cute little baby right now, and that guy's holding that baby, and he's loving that baby. It's the cutest baby I've seen until next week when I have my grandbaby. But I got a feeling that dude had very little to do with having that baby. I got a feeling that blonde chick next to him had been carrying that baby for 9 months. And then one day her water broke, and she went to a hospital, and she was screaming. And before that, everything was fine. But now he gets to hold the baby. Thank God. But he will say, "We pregnant. We ain't pregnant. She was pregnant." Come on, somebody help me right now. Yeah, say amen to this. Now he's looking at this. I love you. And daddy's little girl. And he's having the blessing. But she had pain in childbirth. And the reason why she was screaming, and I don't know this, but I guarantee you, it wasn't like, I think this is like just making pizza rolls. There's pain because of a Adamic curse. But now Jesus comes back as the second Adam. He comes back and sets right what the devil set wrong. And he said, you don't have to live under the curse anymore, for the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. With long life I'll satisfy you and show your salvation. He sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all their transgressions. Jesus bought back everything the devil stole from us and said, now you have the root and you have a covenant with Almighty God. And now you don't have to look to the government to say, I hope they raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. $15 an hour ain't going to help you. You need the fruit. And the root that comes from Almighty God. Somebody shout hallelujah to that. You're still going to be broke at $20 an hour. When gas goes up, inflation. Remember when you could buy a truck for $10,000 and now it's $110,000? Remember this? Anybody old enough to remember what I'm talking about right now? That's called inflation. But it doesn't matter when the blessing of the Lord is on your life and when you have a mentality that is the opposite of poverty. 1 John 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Commandments. God made certain commandments. There are 10 of them. The big top 10 things not to do. How many like me and you broke those right away? The rest of you are breaking the one online. But the more of not the 10 commandments necessarily, but the commandments that God has for your life, it just goes better with you. And one of the commandments is, remember the Lord your God and serve him only. Have no other gods. I want to warn you, as you get blessed, I have a lot of people in our church that we've raised up a lot of millionaires now with this kind of teaching. And we have more millionaires at our church than we've ever had before. And that might seem insurmountable or unattainable to you. But I want you to go there in your mind for a minute and realize it's really not a big deal. God wants to bless you if you have a right relationship with it. But I want to warn you that while God increases you, the temptation to spend money the wrong way will be there. You can spot new money. It has gold teeth. Looks like Gucci threw up on you. And it's all materialistic. And I'm not against you having money, because I would be against myself. Because at 34, I became a multimillionaire. I met Nicole. She made $100,000 every 30 days. She's America's number one salesman for telecom. So we were doing good. We never had to work again. So we used a lot of our own money to do what we did. And here I grew up as a homeschooler in St. Louis with a low self-esteem. But then when the anointing comes on your life and you keep honoring God, here's the kicker. When you honor God, he keeps honoring you. When you dishonor God, he dishonors you. So you want to honor God so he can honor you. Now here's the question. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of a cold. Deuteronomy 14:22, let's read this verse. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed out of your field year by year. Trying to figure out how to tell this story in a quick fashion. I had a dream, and in this dream, I saw this guy come to our church, and he had a minivan, and the minivan was full of little brightly colored Easter eggs, and his wife had what I knew in the dream was a $100,000 horse, black horse. I lived in Sunset Hills, woke up, told Nicole the dream. Hey, I had this dream about so-and-so. She says, who's that? I said, you don't know him, but he used to go to my dad's church 20 years ago. I went, preached in Fenton on 1416 Larkin Williams Road. That's how long ago this was. And then I went to the heart of St. Charles Banquet Center to preach at what would be our city campus. I came back to preach again, and sitting on the front row was that guy. Well, I freaked out. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. I just had to dream about him. So that'll freak you out. And so I was kind of incoherent, and I addressed it and said, hey, it's good to see my friend so-and-so. After it was done, I went and shook his hand. He tells me and Nicole, he said, I was here 20 years ago. I didn't have two nickels rubbed together. Now I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and the Lord spoke to me and said that you had a word from me. And Nicole says, as a matter of fact, he had a dream this morning about you. So the next day I went to Clayton, Missouri, financial district of St. Louis. In Clayton, high-rise building, hundreds and hundreds of employees, and I have lunch with the guy, and God tells me you can tell him the dream, but you can't tell him what the dream means. So he said, tell me what the dream is. So I told him the dream. He said, what's it mean? I said, I don't know. He said, where are the prophets like your father? Slapped down his napkin, got up, and walked away. I was so humiliated. I was younger. This is probably, 12 years ago. In the ministry, insecure. And I walked away. And I said, oh, man. And then he said, I'll tell Mrs. So-and-so you said hello. And after that, I learned my lesson to always tell people when they walk away, hey, tell your wife I said hello. Just, you're a homeschooler. You're just Rolls Royces, Bentley. Everything is just insecure. Well, God told me, he said, the next time he calls you, you can tell him what it means. So about 2 weeks later, I got a call from him. He was at his home in the Caymans. He said, I feel like there's something you're not telling me. I said, there is. I said, I know the meaning of the dream. He said, I'm going to send my private jet to you. This is in January. In St. Louis Spirit Airport. Get on it and fly to my house in the Cayman. It was really cold here, and I really felt like the Lord wanted me to do it. So I got on this jet. We fly to the Caymans. He picks me up in the Defender, and we're driving to the restaurant. And he says, "What's it mean?" And I said, "The Lord told me that he's given you hundreds of millions of dollars, and you've got all your eggs in one basket, and the Lord is going to strip you of all your eggs. You're going to lose everything you own." And he said, "Well, that makes sense to me. Thou shalt tithe on the increase of thy seed." God increased him, and one of his things was, I told him, I said, "I don't want you tithing to our church. I don't want you to think that this is about money. I'm just telling you what the Lord said." And he said, "I don't believe in tithing." How many of y'all know when you're smarter than God, you're too smart? I'm going to say it again. If you're smarter than God, you're too smart. You're stupid. So he said, "I don't believe in that." So he eventually, he wrote a check for $1 million to help with this building. And he would pay our airtime on the TV show in Florida. It was $20,000 every 30 days, and he would pay it. And it made me so happy. I was nice, and I prayed about him. And the Lord said, "I'm still taking his eggs." And I said, "Lord, what do you mean?" He said, "He's wicked." I said, "God, how is he wicked? Look what he's done for you." He said, "If you knew how much of my money he stole, you would understand why I say he's wicked." I would go on his yachts. He's a neat guy. You know, big old $100 million yachts and another yacht following that yacht and private airplanes flying you in on the water and landing you. It's a whole crazy world. There's a world out here you guys don't even know anything about. It's just unbelievable. And then if you're at this yacht, well, you're next to this guy and that guy. Next thing you know, there's you're just on private islands with people. It's a neat thing. And I felt like the Lord was speaking to me through him, and I was trying, and God was trying to get his attention, and he just couldn't do it. God raised him up. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "I'm tired of raising them up and it messing them up. And here's why I'm warning you. When God blesses you, Blake, when God blesses you, Don, you have to remember that he is the one that gave you the power not to establish yourself with a bigger, faster yacht." And I do not believe people go to hell by having yachts. There's a lot of people at our church have them. Some people at our church are so rich they have Lamborghinis hanging on the wall just as decorations. I'm fine with that. But they also, some of them, have a right relationship with money and a right relationship with God, and others don't. I'm just saying it's time, and God is looking to and fro to say, "Who can I raise up that will go rescue girls out of sex trafficking, that'll help us buy the LA Dream Center as we did?" Come on, somebody shout amen. And now people are being fed. Ambulances running around Haiti. What are you going to do when God blesses you? You can still have a Gucci belt, but it doesn't need to be about the stuff. Well, long story short, I remember staying in his mansion. He bought a big mansion and bought one that was so big that it basically had a mini mansion on the mansion where I could live in Palm Beach. Billy Joel, the singer, piano man, he lives there now. And that guy lives in a rented apartment next to my friend who works as a waiter at a restaurant. The man lost everything he owned because he thought he was smarter than God. I loved that guy then, and I love that guy now. Guy's so poor, my dear friend Bill Dean that owns Dean Team, we're very close friends. Bill sold him hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cars. He said, he called and said, "Can I get, is there any way, my credit's horrible, my life's upside down, is there any way that you could sell me a little Volkswagen?" And Bill said, "I've made so much money on you, I'm just going to give it to you." And Bill just gave him the car. But you become a beggar when you operate under something that you think is smarter than God. You need to say, "God, I'm blessed because you bless me. I'm going to have a right relationship with money and people, and my priority is not going to try to get rich. My priority is going to try to help people. And if you help people, you won't walk around at your car and go, 'Look at me.' You'll say, 'Oh, look what the Lord has done, man. I don't deserve to live here.'" Somebody shout hallelujah. "I don't deserve to eat here. I don't deserve to be here. But I can tell you this, I will observe the commandments of the Lord. If God said go to church, I'm going to church." Come on, somebody. If God said don't cheat and steal, I'm not going to do it. One last scripture. Psalms 34:10. It says, "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." That's facts. You just don't lack anything. It's really good to go to bed at night with my wife of 23 years. She She doesn't love me. She adores me. I don't love her. I adore her. My kids, they love me. My 17-year-old daughter, she's got more wisdom than 50, 60-year-old people. Everybody last night that was celebrating her birthday, they all said, we've never seen so much wisdom. Why is that? The Word. Teaching her the Word. Keeping her grounded. Is she blessed? Yes. Is she rich? Yes. Does she have very expensive clothing? Yes. You can't afford my daughter. She done lost her mind. And I can talk to you about me blessing her because I don't live by your giving. Well, I'll quit giving to the church. It won't matter. I won't even feel it. It won't affect me in the slightest. Even if multimillionaires quit, it doesn't even, oh, brother so-and-so got mad and left. I said, he'll be back when he's broke and his wife leaves him. Just be nice to him because they always come back when they jack up their lives. Because I am independent, not in a prideful way, but my brothers went for the fruit. I went for the root. And if you got the root, somebody can steal your recipe, but they can't bake your cake. You know who you are. You know whose you are. And that's why you're not punked by a system or a government agency or them telling us what to do. We own this property. They don't. Come on, somebody shout amen. Stand up. Be a man. Be a woman. Be a woman of God. And don't, you're not a young lion anymore. You're not going to suffer hunger anymore. Not when you seek the Lord. Stand up with me. I believe in the power of confession, positive confession. I believe that your life goes in the direction of your mouth. So I want you, maybe for the first time, to make some confessions over your life. This works. Shout, I believe the Lord loves me and God led me to this church. I believe the Bible is real. I believe that Jesus is real. And I believe God wants me blessed so I can bless people. And I refuse to walk around broke. Not when God wants me blessed. There's too many people who need help. And I'm going to help them. I'm going to say a couple things, not to impress you, but to impress upon you. There's a woman at our church, and she was a single grandma, little bitty boy. She got kicked out of her house. The bank repossessed it. You know what we did? Me and Nicole went and bought the house off the bank and put her in her own house. Yeah, I did that. And then remodeled it. She said, it's always so hot. And she had a window unit. We put in central air. You know who loves me? That woman does. Little homeless kids. See them, bless them. I can't tell you how many cars I've bought for people. So that's why you can't judge me. If you ever hear, oh man, he's blessed. You bet I'm blessed. But I did it because what you sow, you reap. Tomorrow, try it in traffic. Just get out in traffic and look at people go. You'll get that back. And then try this. Like, people wave at you. Nice. Whatever you sow, that you reap. So if you sow love, you get love. If you sow money, you get money. God wants to bless you. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray right now for this, your church, Faith Church. God, we thank you that you're guiding us and leading us through your word. And God, I know that some people, this is all foreign to them and it's new to them. And they want to know what it feels like to buy somebody a house, buy medical gear and ambulances, buy a hospital, buy medical clinics. God, it's really a great feeling. And God, I thank you, Lord, that that anointing that is upon their life, they're going to activate it. And maybe for the first time, they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to give God the next 5 years of my life. And I'm not going to play around. I'm going hard on this thing. I'm going all in, maybe for the first time. And God, you will turn it around in their life. I want you to shout, I receive it now. In Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a hand.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If it encouraged you, share it with a friend. You never know what the people around you are going through. We're so grateful you joined us today, and we'll be back next week for more resources or to give. Please go to faithchurch.com.